Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. Again, my name is Jeffrey Davis. We're in the MTP Software Studios, the leader in sports CRM. And our next guest is Susan Chakowski, owner Susan CZ LLC. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. Thank you
okay,
so much.
Okay, I can go home now. I got it all right. Well, welcome, Susan. Tell us about, what you're doing.
So I'm a digital marketing consultant working with introverts or introverted business owners and helping them thrive in an extroverted marketing world. We really, the kind of marketing that you see out in the world is really about put yourself out there and be, you know, really just exposing about who you are and putting yourself on stage in the social media world or even literally on stage. And introverts struggle. Some of the introverts that are out there struggle with that. There are some introverts that are fine with those spaces, but many of them struggle in that. And so I help introverts find their own way to market their business in a way that's more comfortable and more authentic to the way they show up in the world.
Why introverts versus extroverts? Is there a person, do you define the personality target better for you?
So what really happened is I noticed that I tend to surround myself with introverts, and I tend to just work better with introverts. In fact, I'm an ambivert. I'm halfway between introvert and extrovert.
You're an X. I guess on the Myers-Briggs, they would say.
Yeah, I land really in the center, and I've spent time in both worlds. Extroverts actually scare me in a lot of ways because they're so outgoing, it can be overwhelming for me personally. And I find I surround myself with introverts. And when I noticed that, and I noticed that I worked better with introverts, I just started leaning in that direction. But one of the things I've found, one of the challenges with introverts is most people walk up and they're like, okay, let's teach you to be an extrovert. And that's not the answer for most introverts. Some of them can put it on and take it off, but most of them really struggle to have to be this person that they can't be. That's not who they are authentically. And one of the things that introverts really search for is this authentic showing up. How can they show up authentically and run their business? And when you can help them bring that all together, they're actually going to thrive in their marketing and in their business, and their business is going to grow because they can just be themselves.
Interesting. That's good. So can you give us some typical projects you might be working on with some of these introverts?
So what I've been doing lately is, in the last year or so, is running a course for introverts, helping them find a community of people that are like them, and therefore they're sharing similar problems, and helping them work through who am I as an introvert, what does it mean to be an authentic introvert in my case, each of the individuals, and then moving from that into the right strategies that work for them. And what I like about the group work with introverts is helping them find other people that are like them. Instead of having to fight in the world of, oh, it's surrounded by extroverts and I'm alone, they realize that there are more of them out there and they can learn from each other. So this course that I've been running has been really, really helpful for them in creating a community where they can work together and build their businesses alongside each other.
Very nice. Typical types of businesses or industries to go with the introverts?
I prefer to work with service-based companies versus product-based, but I have some product-based companies that have come into the course and have done very well, because even if you offer a product, you're offering a service alongside that. So it works very well. Some of them are coaches. The clients I've worked with lately are, I've got one who helps small companies hire, in her case, she's trying to help small companies do their first hires. And she's got to figure out how to show up with them and talk to people when that might be uncomfortable for her. One of the challenges introverts face is being uncomfortable talking to strangers. They're going to surround themselves with the people that they already know and talk to only them. If you want to build your business, you have to talk to people you don't know. And so how are you going to do that when that's not uncomfortable? So I'm not suggesting that introverts just be who they are and stay in that small bubble. I'm suggesting that they figure out how they want to stretch, how they want to step into something that's uncomfortable, but within a realm that they can see themselves going. In other words, if you've got an introvert that is interested in being on stage, that introvert should, but there are some introverts that are like, I'm never, ever going on stage. Well, then that's fine. But what are you going to do instead?
Susan, I always like to ask people, let's get into the Wayback Machine and start your career. Let's get the evolution of how you got to this point.
You know, it has been a bit of a journey. I started my business a little over 10 years ago. Honestly, I was a web designer. And prior to that, when I was working in corporate, I was in publishing. I've actually been in a lot of different industries. I was a personal trainer for many years. I was in the military. There's a lot of different industries. I was in the academe for a long time.
You're going too fast. You're just giving us headlines without even...
I know.
You just say you were in the military. What'd you do in the military?
Electronic systems. Okay. I worked in electronic systems. Okay. And what I guess I'm saying when I say all that is that I've been in a lot of industries, so it's easy for me to fold my head into what industry my clients are working in because I get that. But the business itself has been around for about 10 years. I did a lot of one-on-one work, and that's where I collected a lot of the introverts and got a sense of who I work with well and how I can help them. And over that time, I did mostly strategy work and email marketing because my background really is in communication. How can we effectively communicate with our audiences in a way that will help us connect and help them, you know, building trust with our prospects in order to move from marketing into the sales realm.
You said you were in academia. What were you doing there?
Yeah, I did. I gave you some of those highlights, didn't I?
Said you just gave titles.
I just gave you all the titles.
You could have been, you know, working in the kitchen staff.
I've got 2 degrees in communication, in interpersonal and organizational communication. So when I work from marketing, I work from a position of how are we effectively communicating. But I've also lived all across the country. So in terms of my education, I went to Delaware for my undergrad, and then I was in Montana for my grad. So there's also a lot of different cultures that I've been able to experience across the country. And that also feeds into how I serve my clients because I can meet them where they are.
That's great. We've been speaking with Susan Chakowski, owner of Susan CZ LLC. Where are you located?
I'm here in Natick.
So you're right nearby for all of us.
Yeah, it was an easy drive across town to get here.
Okay, very nice. And if somebody did want to get hold of you, how would they do that?
So the best way to find me is on Facebook. So on Facebook, I'm facebook.com/SUZANCZ. So facebook.com/SusanCZ. And if you go to my homepage, you'll also get a couple freebies. So my website is susancz.com. And there are a couple downloadable documents. If you're an introvert and you're looking for some guidance, they're both right there on the homepage and will help you get started.
Well, that's very nice to hear. And you do your own website?
I did actually build my own website, yes. Part of it is my background, but I also have connected with, and that's another subject altogether about how I've gone about that. There's a whole journey.
And do you have any staff or do you work alone?
I do have a staff. I have one person who helps me.
Great. Again, speaking with Susan Chakowski, owner Susan CZ, right here next to Radio Entrepreneurs, same town, or right near us. And my name is Jeffrey Davis of Radio Entrepreneurs and Mage LLC, and we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.